Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. If you're feeling like your phone is glued to your hand, or that scrolling through social media has become your default reaction to boredom, you've come to the right place. Because today, we're diving deep into creating a screen-free lifestyle for better mental health. I know, it sounds daunting, even impossible in this day and age. But trust me, making small changes can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing that next dopamine hit from likes, notifications, or just the endless stream of information? You know that feeling when you put your phone down for a few minutes and suddenly feel, well, kinda lost? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, our brains crave those quick bursts of reward, and screens are basically designed to deliver them in spades. This constant stimulation can leave us feeling wired, anxious, and even more depleted than before. So, how do we break free from this cycle? It's about shifting our mindset, prioritizing real-life experiences, and reclaiming control over our attention. And don't worry, this isn't about becoming a digital hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing your screen time patterns. Pay attention to when you reach for your phone, why you do it, and how you feel before and after. You might be surprised by what you discover. Journaling can be super helpful here. Just jot down those moments of impulse scrolling or mindless browsing. Seeing those patterns in black and white can be a real eye-opener. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey on screen time overnight. Start with small, manageable goals, like designating phone-free hours each day, putting your phone away during meals, or creating tech-free zones in your home. Remember, consistency is more important than perfection. Celebrate those small wins and keep building from there. 3. Find alternative activities. When that urge to check your phone hits, have a list of engaging alternatives ready to go. Think about activities that bring you joy and help you unwind. Reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or learning something new. The possibilities are endless. 4. Embrace boredom. I know, this one might sound counterintuitive, but trust me on this. Boredom can actually be a powerful catalyst for creativity and self-discovery. When we're not constantly bombarded with distractions, our minds have the space to wander, come up with new ideas, and connect with ourselves on a deeper level. So, next time you feel that urge to reach for your phone out of boredom, try sitting with it instead. You might be surprised by what emerges. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is crucial for mental well-being. When you're mindful, you're fully engaged with your surroundings and experiences. Try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine, deep breathing exercises, meditation, or simply paying attention to your senses as you go about your day. This can help you break free from autopilot mode and appreciate the simple joys of life. Alright, let's get real for a second. Imagine this, you're at a dinner party with friends, but instead of engaging in conversation, everyone's glued to their phones. It's awkward, right? It feels like everyone is missing out on the opportunity to connect and have genuine interactions. That's the danger we face when screens become the center of our social lives. We start to miss out on real-life experiences and meaningful connections. Think about it. How many times have you scrolled through social media after a great day, feeling like something was missing? Maybe you felt disconnected from your loved ones, or you wished you'd put down your phone and truly savored the moment. It's easy to get caught up in the digital world, but remember that real life is happening right here, right now. So, what are we taking away from all this? We need to reclaim our time, attention, and mental well-being. Start small, make conscious choices, and prioritize real life experiences. You've got this. Remember, even tiny changes can make a big difference. Share your screen-free goals in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to a healthier, happier digital detox. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those screens at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.